We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is a Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website, and I mean it. We have a lot of all of our podcasts there. We have a lot of information for you. You can put our experience to work for you. You get a free initial consultation if you've been injured, and you get a free legal game plan. You need a strategy to beat the insurance company or companies that are going to try to beat you, period. And if you do, and if you listen, and if you practice, and if you know your rights, you can win the war. Simple as that, period. Today we're talking about how do you find insurance. It's so important. You don't want to just make a claim, assume that they represented there's $50,000 of insurance, your damages and losses are higher than that, but they say that's all the insurance, so I guess I'm going to take that. No, you have to find the insurance. Many ways to do it. One of the basic ways is an affidavit of insurance and an affidavit of non-insurance, where you materially rely upon the written representations of the insurance company and the insurer, the person who hits you, that this is all the insurance there is. And if that's not true, if it turns out not to be true, then that's absolute, blatant, patent fraud. And you have a different cause of action. So that's one way that you can do it. Now, we were talking about the rental car example right before the last break. You go down and get a rental car. And so let's say you sign up for their insurance, right? Isn't that kind of confusing anyway? You get a rental car. Do you want this waiver? Do you want a waiver? Do you want coverage? What does that mean? If you sign up for the insurance and there's an accident, all right, then that's where they get into the policy language and the Colorado law. And, Brad, let's talk a little bit about this because you can have multiple policies. And then they both say we're not the primary. The other policy is the primary. And so you got to go get it from the other person. And that other person's insurance policy, company's insurance policy, says the same thing. Both policies say we're not primary. Both policies say we're secondary. Both policies say go get it from the other one.
Right. Words of advice. Number one, if you're going to be getting a rental car, call your own insurance company. Determine if your rental car is covered. Whatever they tell you, you confirm in writing. Send it back to your agent and say, this is what you told me about the rental car I'm about to get. I told you about the rental car. Number two, if you've been hurt by somebody who's driving a rental car, the first thing you do is you require the rental company to provide you with a copy of all documents that were signed or that were filled out, that were used in allowing that rental, so you can determine if there's additional coverage. Because you're not going to take anybody's word for it. You're not going to just assume, oh, they did or they didn't. You're going to get that information. You need it. You must have it. Don't let them steer you off it. Don't let them say, well, there's no coverage, and just walk away. Okay, now, let's say you find out that there's two coverages. You've got the rental car coverage, and you've got the person's own insurance policy coverage. Now you've got questions that are going to arise between what happens with what we call two competing policies. And the first thing you need to do is you need to get to the language of the policy. So once again, before you even make any kind of offer, before you can determine which case is worth, because remember, your case is not only worth what your injuries, damages, and losses are, but your case is worth what's available to pay you. So now you have to go look and find out what is out there, and you've got to find out whether or not this coverage is going to be exclusive, whether or not it's going to be joinder, whether it's going to be primary, whether it's going to be secondary, whether it's going to be pro rata. You just don't know until you get the policies. And so you need to make a demand for the policies, get the entire policies. Now, most of these policies will have a, quote, other insurance, close quote, section that you want to look at that section. You want to look and find out what it has to say.
Right. And so let's assume you got the rental car. Let's assume there's competing policies. One insurance company policy says we're not primary. We're only secondary. We're only excess. Go collect from the other insurance company. That other insurance company, number two, says we're not primary. We're only secondary. We're only excess coverage. Go collect it from insurance company number one. And neither one of them are going to pay. And so that situation exists many times in the state of Colorado. The law has now changed. the law has changed. But before you can figure out what your case is worth, as Brad just said, part of that consideration is how much insurance coverage is available. Today's show is Finding Insurance. You can see now how important this is, how complicated it is, but you can win this war. So back to the example. So you've got the two competing policies. They both say they're not primary. So the Colorado Supreme Court and the Colorado statute now says they can't say that. And the language says that if they're mutually repugnant, because one insurance company says we're not primary, the other one says the same thing, we're not primary. So they're mutually repugnant. So both of them have to cover equally, pro rata, dollar for dollar, dollar for dollar. So now that's the law, but you got to be able to fight it and aggressively pursue it to make it happen. And then you get an example, say insurance company number one only has $25,000 of coverage to pay you, and insurance company number two has $100,000. So they both have to pay dollar for dollar up to the 25 grand. Then insurance company number one's out of the picture. They've paid their policy, and then insurance company number two starts paying their dollars past $25,000. That's just one tip of the iceberg. Let's talk about drivers and passengers, Brad, because sometimes let's have one driver, one passenger. Can the passenger collect on the driver's policy, and how does that work? Because we're finding insurance today.
Well, sure. The passenger is going to collect on the driver's policy. The first place the passenger is going to look is something we haven't talked a lot about today, is you're going to look to the MedPay, and you're going to find out there's MedPay. Now, I cannot believe how many people waive MedPay. Stop it. Don't waive MedPay. You need the MedPay. Please do not waive it. In fact, if you have the opportunity, get more MedPay, not less. So if your agent says, well, there's $5,000 in MedPay here, and you look and you say, well, what if I wanted $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 or $25,000? Find out what the price is, and if you can at all afford it, get it. We go back to the same premise we've gone back to, and if you've been listening to these shows that we do, if you've been listening to any shows that Gary and I have been doing for the last 15 years on radio, that's right, we've been on the radio 15 years doing shows trying to talk to people and educate them about their insurance. If you listen to these shows, you hear the same statement every time. For most of you, for 95%, 98% of you, the most dangerous thing you do every day is get in your car and drive down the road. That's where you have you're the most susceptible to being injured, and especially injured by another person. All the other places, you have very little chance of being hurt. It's in your car. Now, you can say, I have health insurance, but your health insurance normally has a deductible. Even if your health insurance doesn't have a deductible, or if you've met it, you've got to meet it each year. And if you don't have health insurance, for sure you need the MedPay. The MedPay is going to cover you, is going to pay for you without regard to fault for the first amounts that are there. It's mandatory at $5,000 unless you waive it. Stop waiving it out there. You need that MedPay. So that's the first place we're going to find insurance. And the persons in your car are entitled to that MedPay. They're entitled to an amount of the MedPay. So if you have three people in the car and you're in the car, that's four total. You've got MedPay, $5,000 for each one of you. You can't find that kind of coverage anywhere else. You just can't find it. And, think about it. I've got my wife in the car, and I've got my two children in the car. I'm driving down the road, and if somebody comes through and crashes into me, do I have any money to begin with to pay for those medical bills? And, yeah, I can go searching through my health insurance, but the first thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to look and say, let my MedPay pay it. And if you've got it at $10,000 or $15,000, now you've got it for each person in the car at that amount. It's an important aspect of your insurance coverage.
So why wouldn't you buy as much MedPay as you can? Why wouldn't you buy as much UIM insurance as you can? We preach it all the time. Back to our example. You've got a driver and, let's say, two passengers. So Brad just told you the passengers can collect from the driver's car insurance company for their MedPay. Can those passengers, if they're adults or if they're of driving age and have their own insurance policy, can they collect the MedPay from that policy as well? Yes, you can. Now you're going to, but you must find this insurance. You must hunt for it. You can't just turn these cases around as an attorney like a General Mills. You can't just do that. You must dig into the details. You must actually care about what you're doing. So you got to find the insurance. And we just touched the tip of the iceberg on MedPay. Now let's talk about UIM. Let's say three people in the car and they're rear-ended by another a truck, right? So the truck has liability insurance. You got to find that. You got to find if there's an umbrella policy. You got to search for it and hunt for it and fight for it and get it. And that's what, if you come to see us at Bell and Pollock, we do this. That's why we're preaching this. 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know, we're going to talk a little bit this morning about stacking. And sometimes that's relevant, sometimes it isn't. But in our example where you're hit, all the people can apply for MedPay in the car. If the driver who hit you, who rear-ended you, and you got three people in the car that was rear-ended, if they don't have enough insurance, right, then you're going to go to the UIM. So, Brad, can the driver go to their own UIM if there's not enough insurance? And while you're answering, what can the passengers go to the driver's UIM?
Everybody's going to go to that UIM, and you're going to start going after the coverage from the UIM. And a lot of times the passengers are going to look to at least their policy, their own UIM, in addition to the driver's UIM. But yes, you're going to look at the UIM of the driver. You're going to find out what the coverage is and what any restrictions might be within the policy. But you're entitled to UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, to be able to get that insurance, to get that care, to get some kind of coverage and some kind of ability to take care of the losses you've encountered. So you're going to go to all that. You might even be looking at the driver, Gary. You know, people get upset about this. I don't want you getting too upset. But you might be looking at the driver if you're not a resident relative of the driver. You might be looking at the driver's liability policy. As you're trying to find insurance, you might be looking to see if your driver had any comparative negligence that you should be looking at the driver.
Right. If you're a passenger, sometimes, unfortunately, you have to look at the driver for liability. But the point of today's show is you got to find the insurance, right? You have to find the insurance. One way is through stacking. Next up, we're going to talk about stacking. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
It is time for you to do the right thing if you get hurt, and that is stop trying to deal with insurance companies and all this other legal stuff while you're still trying to recover from an accident that might not even have been your fault. It's time to do a smart thing and call Bell and Pollock. You know, when I met Gary and Brad at Bell and Pollock, I went into their offices with their big championsofthepeople.com on the wall, and I thought to myself, okay, champions of the people, let's see what you got. Then I talked to them. And the way they view the law and their role in society as lawyers is so much like the way my dad used to practice law that I was like, okay, I have to work with you guys. Gary and Brad have done a show for over a decade on KHOW where they give out free legal advice. They've been given a ton of awards from the Colorado Supreme Court for their pro bono work. They do a lot of appointments that are not necessarily going to turn into business for them, but they're happy to answer questions for people who just need a little help. They view their role as fighting for the little guy, no matter what kind of help the little guy needs. So if you've been hurt in an accident or you've lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900 for the team at Bell and Pollock. You can also find them online at championsofthepeople.com. And please remember to tell them you heard about it from Mandy Connell.
Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheese burgers or their salads or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We do only injury cases, have for years. In fact, for over 25 years. An accident is just another ordinary event for the insurance company, but it's anything but ordinary for you. Don't get hurt twice in the same accident. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. The insurance company has its own lawyers, its own doctors. Who do you have? Champions of the People, Bell and Pollock. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's right, championsofthepeople.com. For a reason, we'll help you.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Fasten up your seatbelt. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is the Champions of the People Injury Show. Why do we do this show? We try to give you the information and education you need to protect yourself. This is a war. You can win the war. You can't win the war by guessing. You can't just hope. You have to know what you're doing. You can call us anytime for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan tailored to you, your accident, your injuries, your medical condition, your pre-existing conditions. You have to do that. If you don't do that, you're hoping. You're guessing. You're shooting an arrow in the dark. You don't know what's going to happen. And I'll tell you what, you're going to get beat. But you don't have to let it happen. 303-795-5900. I'm going to give you an example now. Think about this. You're in your car. You're hit. Let's say your family's in the car. Four people in this car, and you're hit by a drunk driver, T-boned. The drunk driver has no insurance. None. Zero. What do you do? So let's say your family is fortunate enough. Let's say you had four cars in your family, three cars, two cars in your family. And you got UIM protection on those cars because you've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. You went out and called and got UIM. In the old days, and that wasn't so long ago, the insurance companies had language written in the policies, Brad, where it says, it's called anti-stacking language, that say you cannot stack these policies. So let's say in this family, they had three cars in our example in the family. They have car insurance policy on car number one, car number two, and car number three. Can you stack those and add those up? Because this stupid drunk driver, this idiot, had no insurance.
Yes, you can. What you're going to be doing is you're going to be going to the policies. Now, let's start with the basis of when I say yes, you can. You got to look at the policy. But the way we've talked about it, you've got four separate policies of which you are being charged a premium for the UIM on all four separate policies. Yes, you're going to be able to stack that. And so if they're $100,000 worth of policy each, you're going to stack it and have $400,000 worth of coverage. And you're going to do it, period. And that's where you need an attorney. I don't know how many people out there, and it just bothers me a lot to think about how many people out there have probably left money on the table because they didn't know that that policy their wife carried, or that policy their husband carried, or that policy that their in-law carried that was living in the household, or that their child carried even, or that they had on their child, had an extra amount of UIM coverage for which a separate premium is being paid that would have provided stacked insurance coverage for the injured person. And they just lost it. They didn't get it. They didn't make the claim. They didn't know. They had no idea. And instead, what they did is they just proceeded in the one policy. They had an agent who wasn't helping them, and they had an adjuster who for sure is never going to help you. And what happened is you ended up without your money.
Right. And so we got car number one in the family, car number two, and car number three. You got your whole family in car number four, okay? That's the one you're driving. You have three other cars at home, or you can say two others, or just one other. But in our example, three other cars at home. You're hit by this idiot who was drinking and slammed into you and has no insurance. And so now you want to be able to collect from each insurance policy, and the policy had language in it that says you cannot stack these policies. Listen to that. You cannot stack these policies. It's right in the insurance policy. You can't do it. You can't add them up. That language doesn't work anymore. It's null and void. It's stricken. Even if it's in the policy, it's legally stricken. It doesn't apply any longer. Now, if you have separate policies, and Brad, you're a master at this. I've seen you work it many, many times. So if you got separate policies, three other policies for those cars, what the insurance company next says, okay, we can't use the anti-stacking language. We can't do that anymore, even though the language is in the policy. But we're going to call this, these other three policies on cars number 1, 2, and 3, we're going to call that a single policy, and we're not going to let you stack it anyway.
Yeah, be careful about what's happening, and you've got to watch it. Now, a lot of times, and I'm going to defend the agents a lot, somewhat on this, is that a lot of times the agents don't have a choice. They have to give the product that the company will sell. And a lot of times companies will try to put this kind of stuff in. First of all, any kind of anti-stacking language, you should take to court. You should be ready to take to court, and you should have a lawyer ready to take it to court if it's anti-stacking language. However, all of you can determine to what extent you might be able to stack, because normally you can't stack within the policy. What does that mean? If you have two or three cars that are on the same policy that has one amounts of coverage for everything, you're not going to be able to stack those three cars on top of each other, because the policy is one policy. Now, if you have a policy for each one of those cars, now you have three separate policies. And a lot of times the agents and the insurance companies will want to do this because they rate the primary driver as someone different than the secondary driver, and they rate them differently. And so they're charging different premiums, which would have been a different amount had they put all three cars on one policy. So they've got three different policies. Now the question is, do you have this UIM coverage on all three policies? Have you purchased it? It's not an anti-stacking language. It's have you purchased it? And if any of you want to know if you have or haven't, if you're listening, go home or go to your drawer, pull out your deck pages. Take all the deck pages and line them up, all of them for all of your cars. Take a look at, for everybody who lives in the household, take a look at those deck pages and see, first of all, if you have where it says UIM. There will be a section for underinsured UIM on the deck page. That's the page that tells you what your coverage is and how much you're paying for everything. And it'll identify whether or not you're paying a premium. If you're paying a premium, then you've got the right to stack those policies. If you don't pay a premium, if it says included, you want to call up your agent immediately and say, why did you do included? Because what you just did was take away my right to stack this policy, and listen to your agent babble on about why they did that to you. And sometimes they're going to blame the company. Sometimes they're going to say, that's what we thought we could do for you. Sometimes they're going to say, well, we're doing it to keep your premium lower. And you're going to say, well, how much? I've actually seen where the premium's about $1.50 to put that extra $100,000 onto the policy, and they don't do it.
So you've got these multiple cars in the family, cars 1, 2, and 3, right? So a general guideline, and there's many exceptions, but the general guideline is if you have a separate insurance policy and deck sheet for car number 1, and you pay a separate premium, then that's likely to be able to be stacked and added together. And same thing for car number 2. If you have a separate insurance policy, a separate deck sheet, and you pay a premium for car number 2, likely to be stacked and added. Where the danger comes in is if you just get one policy for 4 cars, one premium for 4 cars, and it usually says included, as Brad just said, then you don't have 4 separate coverages. You just have one coverage. And it's too late after the accident happens to find out all about this. You can find out right now. You can come see us, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Championsofthepeople.com. Let's kind of cover where we've come today. You got liability policies, you have umbrella policies. You have to find the insurance. You have to aggressively go after it. You can do it through insurance affidavits, non-insurance affidavits, sworn statements under oath about insurance coverages. You can get the actual policies and look at them. Then you can have umbrella policies. They usually never tell you about that. And then you get to the anti-stacking language. It doesn't work anymore, even if they have the language in the policy. They might tell you it has anti-stacking language in the policy. You need to tell them the law says you can't do that anymore. It's struck. It's null and void. It doesn't apply. It doesn't apply anymore. It doesn't work. So, Brad, can you then take, in this example where you're hit by the drunk driver, can you then take and add the policies up? Let's say they each were $100,000 of UM, uninsured motorist coverage, 3 times, $100,000 plus $100,000 plus $100,000.
Correct. You can, and you're going to be able to get an extra $300,000 worth of coverage available to you. That's very important when you start trying to recover against this drunk driver, who chances are there wasn't much coverage, or if there isn't much coverage, you're going to be able to, as we talked to you before in other shows, rewrite the drunk driver's policy, because now you put together your own coverage. You know, something to be said for if you are dealing with a company, let's say you've got Farmers, and I'm not saying Farmers does this, but let's say you've got Farmers, and Farmers Insurance Company said, your agent says, well, Farmers won't do that. They won't write the policies in three separate ones, your coverages, so that you can have the stacking. They don't like the stacking. They don't want you to have it. Well, then consider going to another insurance company. That's how simple it is. And maybe you want to keep one policy with Farmers, you get into one policy with State Farm and one policy with Geico, and maybe you want to have three separate policies. And you say, well, I might lose my multiple car, my multiple insurance discount. Well, that's right, but guess what? They're not selling you the insurance you need to properly protect yourself. It'd be the same way as if you have a boat, and they say, well, we don't cover boats. You'd go somewhere else to get the boat coverage. You want to do this with your own UIM. If they say they just don't do that, then you've got to find the right places to get your coverage.
I'm going to add a little bit of extra flavor to this example. This drunk driver that hits you, let's say the bar got the driver intoxicated while he was visibly intoxicated under the Dram Shop Act. So now you can recover against the bar. The drunk driver had no car insurance, right? In our example, but you can cover against the bar, and the bar says, well, we don't have to pay because you had three uninsured motorist policies to cover you $100,000 times three. You go get the Dram Shop, the bar insurance money. You apply for and you get and apply for the UIM money for you and your family. And I can't tell you how many cases have come in our office, and the people never considered, including some attorneys, have never even considered the Dram Shop money, the bar money, the insurance company and policy for the bar. You have to find the insurance. You have to find it. Bell and Pollock, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. We are glad to talk to you. We're glad to meet with you. We'll give you a free initial consultation. And as I said at the top of the show, it's not just for 5 or 10 minutes. We have to make sure you understand what the situation is. You understand what your rights are so you can protect yourself. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people.